Good evening. This is the Rise to Shine evening practice. Please make sure that you are sitting comfortably. We're going to be approximately half an hour. Make sure that you've got your A4 pad and paper to hand, that you can hear me clearly, and that you're in a lovely, undisturbed space so that you can settle in and listen and follow my guidance. This is really, really simple. It is a practice that I have been doing every day, morning and evening, for over a decade, and it helps me to stay in alignment with what is important to me so that I can stay true to myself. The importance of the end of day evening practice is that it helps you to understand how you're feeling, what you've achieved during the day, what challenges you've overcome, and how to settle your mind and switch off before you go into a deep, restful sleep. So, get comfortable. Please pick up your pen and paper. And I'm going to ask you three really simple questions before I take you into a gentle relaxation and guided visualization. So the first question is, how are you feeling right now? Please write the words "feel now" in your pad, put a box around that, and just take a moment to focus on your body and notice, how do you feel right now? And when you're ready, write down your answer. Question two. How would you like to feel by the end of this practice this evening? How would you like to feel by the end of this practice this evening? Write down "would like," put a box around that, and then write down how you would like to feel by the end of this practice. Trust your pen. Question three. How will you know at the end of this practice this evening that you got what you came for? How will you know at the end of this practice this evening that you got what you came for? Write down "how know," put a box around it, and then answer that question. How will you know, as we finish our practice together this evening, that you got what you came for? Okay, so please place your notepad and pen down. And I'm just going to take you through a gentle, guided relaxation. So you just need to follow my voice. Again, get really comfortable. And let's begin. So gently place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Take your attention to the end of your nose and notice what your breath feels like as you move it through your nose, through your nostrils. Notice what it feels like when your breath touches the back of your throat. And you could gently count to four on your in-breath. And on your out-breath, count to six, allowing your out-breath to be slightly longer than your in-breath. As you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly in this way, place a gentle smile on your face and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Keep breathing in this way, and as you do, just make sure that your chin is gently tucked towards your chest so that you feel a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. And now you might like to switch your counting, and on your in-breath instead say to yourself, tender. And on your out breath, allow your out breath to be long and smooth. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. And as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly now, take your awareness to your eyes and allow your eyes to soften and relax. Now, that's right. Take your awareness to your jawline and allow your jaw to soften and relax. Now, take your awareness to your shoulders. Allow your shoulders to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your tummy and hips, and allow your tummy and hips to soften and relax now. Feel your sitting bones connected to your support, knowing that you are grounded, safe, and protected. And again, take your awareness to your heart. Place a gentle smile on your face. Check that your tongue is connected to the roof of your mouth. And think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Keep breathing, tender breath in, long and smooth out. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. And just reconnecting with your heart now. And just notice if there are any feelings of discomfort, anything that may be worrying you, making you feel a bit doubtful, a little bit anxious, a bit uncomfortable. And just amplify that a little bit, just so that you can really feel it. It's totally safe because you're going to let it go in a moment. Just be present with that feeling, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're grounded, knowing that you're protected. And just give yourself permission now to let go of all worries, fears, anxieties, and doubts. Send those feelings down through your body, down through your legs, out through your feet, and imagine that they're being dropped into an underground stream. And imagine that there is a mini version of you sitting on a riverbank next to this underground stream, watching as these feelings, any worries, any fears, any doubts, any anxieties are being washed, purified and transformed. And imagine that this water and this energy is traveling all the way to the other side of the world, to somewhere which is like a desert. And imagine that there is an empty water hole being filled with this water that you have transformed and purified by just letting it go. And notice that there are animals and birds thriving. Notice trees drinking. Notice humans washing, smiling, giving thanks for this blessing, and giving thanks to you. And as this continues in the background, gently and easily, take your awareness back to your heart. And again, think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. That's right. That's right. And now take this energy of playfulness, of love and joy. Send that energy down through your body, down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet. Send it deep down into Mother Earth. Keep going deeper and deeper through the underground streams, through the crystalline layers of rocks, through the root systems, going deeper and deeper and deeper. That's right. Until you find the most beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. Wrap your energy around this crystal now. It's stunning. It's radiating. Now connect with the energies of Mother Earth. Connect with purity, patience, tolerance, kindness, support. Merge these energies with your energies and draw them up. Draw them up, up through the underground streams and the crystalline layers of rock, up through the root systems, up through the soles of your feet, up your legs, up your spine, through your organs and into your heart. Now magnify this energy by 1,000-fold. And then send this energy up through your body, up and out through your head, up through the ceiling, into the evening sky. Keep going higher and higher. Go past the moon, the stars, the planets. Keep going higher and higher. Keep going until you move through a jelly-like substance and out the other side. Until all you can see is an expansive white light. Connect with the energy of infinite wisdom and infinite love. Breathe it in. You're totally safe, totally protected. Connect with the energy of bravery, strength, kindness, love. Draw all of these energies to you now. Connect with the energies of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Connect with all of their wisdom and all of their love. You are here because of them. Give thanks to them now. Breathe and smile. Now draw this infinite white healing light back down with you. You can have as much as you like. Bring it back down through the jelly-like substance, past the planets, the stars, the moon. Draw it down. In through the ceiling, in through the top of your head. And draw it down, breathing and smiling. And allow this healing white light to clear, heal, activate, and harmonize all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your atoms. Breathe and smile. Keep breathing this energy around your body and imagine that each cell is lighting up like the lights on a Christmas tree. That's right. That's right. And now imagine that the crystalline energy from below is merging with the healing white energy from above. And imagine that this energy is balancing in your heart, as above, so below. Creating a sense of peace, spaciousness, calmness, receptivity, kindness, resilience, bravery. Breathe and smile. Breathe and smile as the two energies merge beautifully in your heart now. Creating a space for even more love, even more peace, calmness, gentleness. Soften your eyes, soften your jawline, soften your shoulders, soften your tummy and hips. Feel your sitting bones connected to your support. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. And in a moment when you're ready, gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently coming back into awareness in the room, opening your eyes. And picking up your pen and your notepad, ready for the next section of this practice. So just allowing yourself to stay in a state of grace. I'm going to ask you some questions now. Just trust the first answer that comes to you. So your first question is, what went well today? Just write down, went well, and put that in a box. What went well today? And just bullet point the first thing that comes to you, and then the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. What went well today? Trust your pen. What else went well today? Anything else? What was it? What went well today? Okay. On the next line, please write challenge overcome. And put a box around that. So, were there any challenges that you faced today that you overcame? Just take a moment to sense into that and replay your day. What challenge or challenges did you overcome today? Trust your pen. Okay, was there anything that didn't go so well today? So write down not well in a box, not well. Was there anything today that didn't go so well? Because let's face it, sometimes things don't go to plan, do they? So just taking a moment to recall your day. Was there anything that didn't go so well? And it's okay if everything went really well, you've got nothing to write down. But if it did, just write it down now. Okay. What would you do differently next time to get a different result? So write down do differently and pop that in a box. So have a look at what you've written in terms of what didn't go so well today. What would you do differently next time to get a different result? Write your answer down. Okay, and I love this question. So again, have a look at what didn't go so well today. Ask yourself, what advice would your best friend give you to help you understand what to do next time? What advice would your best friend give you to help you know how to come over that problem if it ever popped up again? What advice would your best friend give you? And write your answer down. Just write best friend in a box. Best friend advice. Put a box around that. Okay. On the next line, write the word celebrate. Celebrate. How have you celebrated your progress today? How have you celebrated your progress today? It doesn't need to cost anything. Sometimes we forget to acknowledge all the little steps that add up to make big progress. So, how have you celebrated your progress today? Write your answer down. And if you haven't already celebrated your progress today, decide now when, before you go to sleep, you're going to do something to acknowledge how amazing you are and all the progress that you've made today towards whatever it was that you decided that you wanted for yourself today. That's right. Okay, next line. Please write the word proud. Proud, P-R-O-U-D, and place a box around it. So just take a moment. And I'd like you to think about what you feel most proud about yourself in this now moment. And I want you to write down three things that immediately come into your awareness. What do you feel most proud about yourself in this now moment? Please write down three different things. Okay, well done. It's too easy to forget to acknowledge ourselves and how amazing we are. So just enjoy that feeling of taking a moment to recognize and honor yourself. Okay, next question. And I invite you to place your hand on your heart, the one that you haven't got your pen in, and just gently softening your eyes, checking your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, dropping all of your awareness into your heart. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? And write it down. Okay, and again. Write down the letter G, put a circle around it. That's what I do to abbreviate it for gratitude. Okay, so what else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Okay, when you're ready, take your hand, the one that hasn't got the pen in it, place it on your heart. Okay, so what else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Really feel those feelings in your body. And when you're ready, write down the first thing that came into your awareness. The next line, please write feel now. Place a box around that. Feel now. Okay, keeping your eyes closed, tongue to roof of mouth. Softening your eyes, jawline, shoulders, tummy and hips. Feeling your sitting bones connected to your support. Okay, so how do you feel in this now moment? How do you feel in this now moment? Okay. On the next line, please write the word intention. Intention. So I'd like you now to please look back at what you wrote at the beginning of this practice in terms of how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice. So just look back now. It's the second thing that you wrote right at the beginning of this practice. How did you want to feel by the end of this practice this evening? Have you met your intention, or is it in progress? Okay, 1 being low, 10 being high. How close to a 10 are you in terms of meeting your intention, the one that you set at the beginning of this practice, in terms of how you wanted to feel? Write down the first number that comes into your awareness and circle it. On the next line, write the word next step. So what's your next step to moving you from wherever you are to getting as close to a 10 as you possibly can by the end of this practice? Just trust the awareness and write it down. Okay. Now on the next line, please write the word intention two. Intention two. And please flick back to the practice that you did this morning, when you set your intention for the day. It's the word that you circled. It's the word in the how can I formula. It's the same word. So just take a moment now to remind yourself of what that word was and write it down next to intention two. Okay, so have you met your intention, the one that you set this morning, the one that your subconscious mind was showing you that was a priority? It was the energy that you called in to support you with your activities today. So 1 being low, 10 being high. How close to being a 10 are you? What number is it? Write your answer down, the first number that presents itself, and place a circle around it. And on the next line, write next step. So if you haven't made it to 10 this evening, sometimes we don't, and that doesn't matter. It's just great to gauge where you are and just to kind of next step it, so you can take it a little bit closer. So what's your next step that you are going to take this evening that's going to get you closer to a 10 or beyond? There's no limits. Okay, on the next line, please write the word learnt. Put that in a box. Learnt. L-E-A-R-N-T. Please close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth. Take your awareness back down into your heart. Feel your sitting bones connected to your support. Okay, so what have you learnt? What have you just learnt? Trust your awareness and write it down. okay? And lastly, how are you feeling right now? Keeping your eyes closed, just sense into your body. How are you feeling right now? Write down feel now, put that in a box, and please write your answer. Just taking another gentle breath in your own time. With your eyes closed, gentleness in your eyes. Gentle breath in. Long and smooth out. And just gently, before we complete our practice together, ask yourself, what would you like from your sleep tonight? Ask yourself why this is important. And now imagine that you're waking up in the morning. You can see what time it is that you set your alarm for, if indeed you do set an alarm. And just imagine how you want to be waking up, how you want to be feeling, and what you're saying to yourself as you wake up and prepare yourself get out of bed, ready for another amazing day where you get to choose how you want to feel. You get to choose the thoughts in your mind that will help you feel good, and the things that you're going to do that are going to bring you the most joy. Wishing you a deep and peaceful sleep. Thank you for being here for yourself. It's been my absolute honour to share my practice with you. Namaste.